Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbathon Congregation of Mount Zion, 12th Hour in Elgin, Texas. Today is October 16th, 2024, or the 14th day of Bull, 2028. We're going to have a continuation of our sermon today. For the latest news from Mother, we're on page 35. And the topic of this latest news from Mother is the Antiochical Valley of Achor. This is part two. So the name of our sermon will be the Antiochical Day of Achor. And it says, developing still further, we'll do a little review from our last study. It says, observe definitely the foregoing testimony places the purification of the Seventh-day Adventist Church before the gospel work or the plan of salvation is finished. And by teaching it to all the remnant that are at hand to come here in these last days, both of Jew and Gentile. And immediately before the loud cry of the third angel's message is sounded, it clearly states that the preparing work for the Seventh-day Adventist Church is in the sealing time of the 144,000, and the fact that these are the first fruits period that this work for the church is the commencement of the harvest, and that after they are sealed and the church purified, a second fruits are to be gathered in. For where there is no second gathering, there can be no first. This twofold harvest is brought to view also in the Revelation 7. After beholding the gathering, the sitting of the 144,000 first fruit, John saw the subsequent ingathering of the great multitude out of all nations, Revelation 7:9, the second fruits, for the developing still further of the subject of the purification, by the spirit of the prophecy discloses that those who have proved themselves unfaithful will not then be entrusted with the flock, but the Yeshua has a faithful servants who in the shaking testing time will be disclosed to view. In other words, after the old set of the servants who have unfitted themselves for the service are put away, and the church thereby purified, Yahweh will then disclose to view the faithful and true, those whom he can trust as under-shepherds of his flock. In the same connection, the spirit of the prophecy also warns that the days of the purification of the church are hastening on apace, for the Yahweh will have a people pure and true, and a mighty sifting soon to take place, for we shall be better able for the measuring of the strength of the Israel, for the signs reveal that the time is near, when the Yeshua will manifest that his fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his soul. Those who have trusted the intellect, genius, or talent will not then stand at the head of the rank and file. They did not keep pace with the light. Those who have proved themselves unfaithful will not then be entrusted with the flock. In the last solemn work, few great men will be engaged. They are self-sufficient, independent of the Yahweh, and he cannot use them. For the Yahweh has faithful servants, who in his shaking testing time will be destroyed to you. Testimony, Volume 5, page 80. For the words thoroughly purges floor denote an absolute purging, which leaves her without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. Not until this clean work is accomplished can the Yahweh implicitly say unto those who are in Babylon, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not her plague. Revelation 18:4. Indeed, for he to do no better than simply bring them into another place where sin still abounds, he might far better leave them right where they are. For this final work for the church, being of such a great importance, is still further elucidated in the prophecy of the Malachi 3. Of this impending purge, hope inspiring and heartening for the righteous and terrifyingly sorrowful for the wicked. For the prophet declares he shall suddenly come to his temple. That's the church, or that's the Seventh-day Adventist church, or his flower. Who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refined fire, like fuller soap, and he shall sit as refined and purified as silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Yahweh an offering of righteousness. Malachi 3:1-3. And the explanation of this scripture, the denominational publication published and owned by the denomination as well, as endorsed and used by the Sabbath School Department throughout the world in 1929, Isaiah the Gospel Prophet, Volume 3, page 49, says, verse 20, Isaiah 59, that the Redeemer shall come to Zion. So that's who we are, Mount Zion, the 12th hour. And this is not the coming in the clouds of the heaven, but the coming for the church. So he says coming to the church. He's coming to take charge of his purified church here on earth. And when he comes, he will do the work mentioned in the Malachi 3:1-3. For this official exposition of the text shows that in 1929, the denomination taught that the prophecy of Malachi 3 promising a thorough work of the purification is a message to the church, proceeding from the Malachi disclosure of the purification of the sons of Levi. The lesson leads us to the law of the firstborn, the first fruits. And the Yahweh's original plan, that's the Father, the firstborn of every family were to be the ministers of the temple, or the firstborn of the flesh, therefore are the type of the firstborn of the Spirit. And here we've got this type again, firstborn, or a type, yeah. And though the typical firstborn lost their priestly inheritance, it says that to the Levites, yet in the restitution of all things, and the final Davidian period of 1516, and we're in the final Davidian period. This office will be restored to the antitypical firstborn of the Spirit with the first fruits, a harvest of the 144,000. Revelation 14:4, for they are the servants of our Yahweh. Revelation 7:3. For the restoration, therefore, is to follow the absolute reformation, resulting in the perfect safety. If with but one eighth in the camp, the Israel of Joshua's time was powerless to stand before the heathen, then what hope has the modern Israel with the hundreds of Achan? Testimony, Volume 5, page 157, in her midst. To stand through the approaching time of the trouble such as never was since there was a nation, today as yesterday, there is for her but one door of the hope, and that is the valley of the Achor, for there setting her free from the sinners forever. Yahweh will then bring her out jubilantly, singing as in the days of her for her youth, and as in the day when she came out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be at that day, says the Yeshua. This is the Son now talking. That thou shalt call me Ishi, and shall call me no more Belai. Hosea 2:16. She shall then no longer call him my Lord, which is a Baal title for Baal, but rather my husband, for the relationship of a husband being closer than that of a Lord. It denotes an elevation unto a more intimate connection and a work with the Yahweh, the Father, and that this elevation is the direct result of the Reformation is evidenced in the words, for I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. Hosea 2:17. It says, and in their mouth it was found no guile, for they are without fault. Before the throne of the Yahweh, Revelation 14:1-5. When Yahweh has taken his people through this refining, purifying process, Testimony Volume 3, page 541, and has brought them forth as a fine gold seven times purified, with the dross burned out forever. Then will he be able to fulfill his promise, and in that day will I make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of the heaven, and with the creeping things of the ground, and I will break the bow and the sword and the battle of the earth, and will make them to lie down safely. Hosea 2:18. That's also in Isaiah 11:6. In spite of the ultimate of joy and glory unsurpassed, which this message of hope sits before the angel of the Lord of sin. That would be Willis Johnson at Gilead Center. That was set before him from 1970 to 2003, who is in or was in charge of the candlestick of the Lord of Sin, the Seventh-day Adventist Church. He is still warring against the message He was still wanted, Mr. Mizzi, but he's been cut off. He died in 2012. If Yahweh's people live sufficiently, sense their unpreparedness for the meeting of the coming crisis, and could but see themselves standing, as it were, before the mouth of the dragon, they would tremble and faint for fear. Nevertheless, the power of the insensibility enveloping them is so great that he comes as a harbinger of hope and release instead of being gratefully welcome. He is viciously attacked as though he were a fiendish harpy or not a harpy or some gorgon or a hydra-headed monster, and all because they know not the hour of their visitation, when the Yahshua would destroy them in his fury and save the righteous in his mercy. For the fact that the names of the children in the Hosea's vision are Lo Ruama, meaning no mercy, and Lo Ami, meaning not my people, when the representative of the Old Testament period signifies, as previously seen, that Yahweh the Father could no longer extend mercy unto the members of his congregation of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. So when he punished them by the heathen, the innocent suffered alike with the guilty. But the names of Ruama, mercy, and Ami, my people, show that now, in the latter day period, he will have mercy upon them by destroying the wicked only and sparing all of the righteous. For behold, the days come, saith the Yahshua, that I will sow the house of the Israel and the house of the Judah with the seed of the man and with the seed of the beast, and it shall come to pass that like I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, saith Yahshua. And those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten the sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on earth. But every one shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on earth. Jeremiah 31:27-30. Plainly therefore, the constituency of the church is both periods is depicted by the same two children, Lo Ruama and Lo Ami, except that in the latter period their names are altered, for the scripture, she shall sing there in the New Testament period as in the days of her youth, as in her first state in the Old Testament period, and as in the day when she camped out of the land of Egypt, Hosea 2:15, attests that the experience of the Yahweh's ancient people is going out of Haran and out of Egypt will be repeated at the present time, and there shall be an highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, that's in Mesopotamia, that's right by Israel and Africa, from Assyria, like as it was unto Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt, Isaiah 11:16, Thus in that day shall the branch of the Yashir be beautiful. For we're in that day now. We're in that 12th parabolic hour. And that's the day that this Isaac branch blooms as the house of David, the everlasting kingdom. David, King David, and the Anatot, and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are sheep of the Israel. And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion, and he that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy, even every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem, when Yahshua shall have washed away the fruit or the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have surged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof, by the spirit of the judgment, and by the spirit of the burning, and Yahshua will creep upon every dwelling place of the Mount Zion, and upon her assemblies a cloud and a smoke by the day, and the shining of a flaming fire by the night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense, and there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of the refuge, and for a covert from the storm and from the rain, Isaiah 4:2-6. For this glorified repetition of Yahweh's leading and Yahshua the Son of Yahweh leading an Exodus movement by the shepherd's rod shows that he is again using the same method for the bringing of modern Israel, for the bringing of the modern Israel out of the nations, where the Jews fail to make their kingdom a working model of theocracy. This is what we're looking at. Yahweh is cleaning up the world. He's using Donald Trump as the leader of it. He's going to set up a theocracy, and this theocracy is actually going to be worldwide. Ordained solely for the manifestation of Yahweh's power, and thus convert the world unto their precious faith. The present kingdom movement must succeed, for the Yahweh's plans know no final failure. Sooner or later, they will be carried out. See Patriarchs and Prophets, page 283. So today, in the Anatot, the Yahshua's voice cries unto the city, or the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and the man of the wisdom, the teachable, shall see thy name, who ye the rod, and who hath appointed it, Micah 6:9. And by the prophet, Yahshua brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. Hosea 12:13. Obviously, therefore, Yahweh will pity all who come under the authority of the rod today, confessing their sins and seeking mercy. But he will have no mercy upon the disobedient, not even upon any who covet the Babylonian garment of today. By the Achan's illicit possession of the goodly Babylonian garment has typified that class of church members who covet the worldly style and fashions in the vogue now, when the Israel of today is about to enter into the promised land. And the price he paid, they shall say. Read Isaiah 3:16-26. And not only they shall pay it, but also those who are following in the next steps of the Achan, covet silver and gold. For the Achan is taken to Yeshua's money, represents that class of the church members who covet the silver and the gold, which he has set apart for himself, and who thereby rob him of that which is his own tithes and offering. Those who withhold that which is his and appropriate it for the use according unto their own wisdom, as well as those who oppress the hireling and his wages for the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith Yeshua of the host, Malachi 3:5, are acting Achan's part, and therefore are cursed with a curse, even this whole nation, Malachi 3:9. For the tithes and the offerings are of the Yeshua's substance, and those who think that they can so manipulate them as to accomplish whatever end is desired are deceiving themselves, not the Yahweh, for his command is, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, Malachi 3:10. For the storehouse is in the only place designated where one may bring the tithes and the offerings and unload from his shoulders a heavy responsibility which a faithful stewardship imposes. To do otherwise with them is to leave one's account in the heavenly ledger, standing in the red. Even though one may appropriate them to some meritorious work of the charity, while it is yet today, therefore, flee from this sin of Achan before it is forever too late, as I live, saith Yeshua, son of the Yahweh, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil way. For why will you die, O house of Israel? Ezekiel 33:11. Those who will today hear his voice and harden not their hearts, as in the days of the provocation, will he make his future servants, not by the sight nor by the power, but by my spirit, saith Yahshua the host, Zechariah 4:6. In the other words, the workers will be taught rather by the unction of his spirit than by the outward training of a scientific institution. For Yahweh will manifest that he is not dependent on the learned, self-important mortals. For the most weak and hesitating in the church will be as a David, willing to do and dare. Testimonies, Volume 5, pages 82 and 81. Moreover, I will take illiterate men, obscure men, says Yeshua, and move upon them by my spirit to carry out my purposes in the work of the saving soul. For the last message of the mercy will be given by a people who love and fear me. Review and Herald, September 21st, 1905. For he will use men for the accomplishment of his purpose, whom some of the brethren would reject as unfit to engage in the work. Review and Herald, February 9th, 1895. To these workers, Yahshua is graciously saying, and strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien, those who, or another 144,000 shall be your plowmen. There it is right there. And your vine dressers, but you shall be named the priest of the Yashir. Men shall call you the ministers of our Father Yahweh. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves, Isaiah 61:5-6. What an exalted privilege to be able to acknowledge no master but the Yashir, and to engage only in his work and live on his substance.